Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, folks. This is Coffee Break with Sheila Hardin, a place where Christian women are encouraged to step out in ministry. You don't have to have a degree as a pastor, and you don't have to have a degree from seminary. You can minister right where you are. So we get to listen to wonderful testimonies of women who have developed their own ministries and are just thriving out there, serving the Lord, being His hands and feet all over the world. And today we have an interview with Ann Buchanan, who has written an absolutely wonderful devotional. Imagine if you could just write down your thoughts and feelings about scripture passages, and the Lord would give you prayers, and you assembled them in a wonderful book about healing. I mean, it just is such an awesome ministry and something that really nourishes and nurtures so many people. But before we get to that exciting interview, I want to give you a little fast food today. Proverbs 13:4. Lazy people want much but get little, while the diligent are prospering. It's a good reminder, isn't it? Well, I think, Ann, are you there?
I'm here.
Welcome. We're so glad to have you today, and to have you talk about your devotional book, Healing in His Wings. And why don't you tell us a little bit about how you even got the idea to do this?
Okay, I certainly will. I'm so delighted and honored to be here, Sheila. The Lord has worked with me one little step at a time. Some people, when they are young, just know what their path in life is going to be, but I was never one of those folks. Mm-hmm. I'm 66 now, but about 25 years ago, I think, is the point at which things began to come together and to turn for me. Everybody else seemed to be connected with life and with living, while I felt as though I were going through the motions of life, but never fully engaged.
Mm-hmm.
So by the end of the 80s, the inner child movement became very popular.
Yes, I remember.
All of the self-help and the dysfunctional family. So I became a professional wounded person. I got into that whole movement, learned how to vent my anger about being raised in an alcoholic home, went through the whole thing, was actually in it about 5 years. Toward the end of that period of time, around, it must have been about 1992 or so, I developed some really serious digestive disorders. I got diagnosed with colitis and just major acid reflux, all kinds of things. I turned into just a bag of bones. I was just, that's all I was a walking bone. Every meal was a nightmare. It was horrible. I was on about 5 different medications. My mother was in her 80s on one med. And one day it was like, something is wrong with this picture. This is not right. And that moment became an opportunity for the Lord to start moving me in a different direction. He sent someone who gave me a book called it's by Charles Capps, called The Tongue, A Creative Force.
Hmm.
That was the first time that I learned that what I was saying mattered. That it really mattered. Then there was another book by Charles Capps called Can Your Faith Fail? In that book, he tells the story of Job, and we've all heard about Job's troubles and all that, but he gave a totally different viewpoint of that story that made sense to me and connected, and that became an aha moment, because I suddenly realized, what if I went back and read the Word of God with no agenda in mind? That if I literally took the Bible at its word and let the Bible confirm itself, What would I get out of it? What would it mean then? That was just, that was my 180 degree turn right there. I was also introduced to a book by F.F. Bosworth called Christ the Healer. He wrote that book back in 1924. It's a compilation of his sermons. So it's sermon after sermon after sermon that it was God's will for us to be well. Well, I desperately needed to be well. And, but I didn't, I was raised in a denomination that, well, maybe God wanted you to be well and maybe you were suffering for him and all the maybe. Mm-hmm. So there wasn't anything to hang your faith on because it was too indefinite. From that point, I was introduced to herbs, natural supplements. I chose to get off all of the meds. I did the natural route. I'm not a doctor. I don't prescribe. And so everybody makes their own decision.
Right.
But I'm just giving my own testimony of what I did at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I did totally recover my digestive health. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes. You know, I think so many of us have to follow the Lord's leading on those kinds of issues. And sometimes he leads us to do the natural thing, and sometimes he leads us to go to a doctor and get medicine. And it really, you have to listen to what he says.
Absolutely. It's the Holy Spirit who knows mm-hmm. the perfect thing for every single person.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's critical to understand. Too many people, and they have some, they think they have this moment of instant faith, and they go flush everything down the toilet, all their pills and everything, and you can die that way.
Yeah.
You know, the enemy will move in to take advantage if you're not following the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
So anyway, another turning point for me was 1997 when my mother died in that fall, in the fall of that year, from a fall, actually. My relationship with my brother had been very challenging prior to that time. But, of course, when you have the situation of a death of a parent, the stresses become even more accentuated.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, right after that period of time, I really had to deal with the issues of forgiveness. I thought I had done it. But I really went to a very deep level of forgiveness. That became the major door that the Lord had to then work with me. And he put the book on my heart to do a book of devotions. The Holy Spirit gave me the name, which was Healing in His Wings.
Mm-hmm. I love the name.
I do, too. I mean, it was such a comforting, it's a comforting name.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't seem that it would be very difficult at the time, you know, just one little page for every day. I soon discovered it was a lot more challenging than what I thought, because I was also told that every devotion had to relate to the topic of healing. It could be physical healing, it could be emotional healing, it could be any area of approaching it, but the whole entire book had to be about healing. So these fundamental truths, it's a little bit challenging to distill it so that each page makes sense, because the topics are rather deep. But the Holy Spirit took me day by day by day, and it was a way that he was teaching me those principles as well. It was wonderful. Go ahead.
So in your private time with him, he would reveal to you the scripture passage and the commentary and the prayer at the end?
Yes.
Wow.
It was just, and when I would sit down at the computer, it would just flow. I don't know. I would just type. And then sometimes I would look at what I had written and, golly, that's not bad. As if somebody else had written it.
That's amazing.
There are times I can still look, I can open it up today and read a particular devotion. And it's as though somebody else wrote it. It's one of those God things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then there would be other days that I would sit down and each word was, you know, I'm just trying to force it, mm-hmm. I've got to say something.
Mm-hmm.
And when I would hit those days and those moments, those never made it in the book because that was me. It wasn't him.
So this is
what got in the book had to be him.
Completely Holy Spirit directed.
Yes.
And I love the format. The format starts out with scripture and then commentary about the scripture and then ends with a wonderful prayer. And it does deal with emotional healing, physical healing, spiritual healing, mental healing, all different kinds of healing. It isn't just about, you know, healing a broken bone.
Right, right. Because healing itself, we are a three-part being, body, soul, and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
When I grew up, soul and spirit were the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I now understand that they are not the same thing. When we're saved, our spirit is sealed by the Holy Spirit and totally, totally saved, and it isn't going to be any different for all of eternity than it is right this very second. But our soulish area, which is our mind, our will, our emotions, that we have to continue working on every day, every day, every day, because that's where the battlefield is.
Mm-hmm.
That's the battlefield is in the mind.
When you were talking about Charles Capp, I have one of his books about the power of words, and I absolutely love his writing. It is so down to earth, so practical, and so spot on.
Yes, and he was a marvelous first introduction for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's, as you said, his language, the way that he says what he says, is not pretentious, it's very straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
And I could hear it. Last summer, the Holy Spirit told me to revise Healing in His Wings, that it was time for those devotions to move to a different level. So I have done that. I was told to divide it into four smaller volumes. And volume one discusses the fundamental keys that you absolutely have to know in order to receive your healing. Volume two expands on those. Volume three discusses some of the main hindrances to healing. People will get to a point and then they get stuck. And a lot of people will quit.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't understand what these hindrances are and how to move past them.
Mm-hmm.
And then volume four talks about the healthy living, approaches it from healthy living. What does the Bible say about that? About food and exercise, air, water, the whole thing.
Now, if someone wants to get those, how would they get them?
They would get those by going to my website. I have two websites. One is powerofgodsword.com. There's no apostrophe in the word gods, of course. It's powerofgodsword.com. The other is godwantsyoutobewell.com. So from either one of those, they both link to each other, that they would be able to get the books. They're soon going to be available in paperback. They're currently available as ebook downloads. They're also available from Kindle. They're available from Nook. And I have scripture cards that I've made that also go with them if people want those. I love to use the scripture cards because I stick them up on the bathroom mirror or use them as bookmarks in my Bible or stick them up sometimes in my car, just different places around.
And there they are, a little reminder everywhere you turn.
Yes, and it's the particular scripture that speaks to me, because all of us have, the Holy Spirit is working with every person exactly where they are.
Mm-hmm.
So a scripture that just makes my heart sing, there may be a different one that makes your heart sing at that particular moment.
Right, because our circumstances are all different.
Exactly.
Now, we will have all the information about your books up on the website for on Blog Talk Radio as well. So if people want to go there, they can. Now, do you ever get feedback from people about their experience with your devotionals? And
I do. I will be getting more now that I've got the God Wants You to Be Well website up. But one lady was healed of fibromyalgia. She was almost at the point of being housebound.
Oh, my goodness.
And she started reading Healing in His Wings, got through just a few days. I mean, wasn't even to day 20, as I recall. Got to the devotion on that whatsoever we bind on earth is bound in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And what we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And she had one of those aha light bulb moments. Just knew she had her healing, but she wanted to use as a point of contact having hands laid on her.
Uh-huh.
She went to her church, and after the service was over, went up and asked someone to, for the elders, one of the elders, to lay hands on her according to the instruction in James.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, we don't do that in this church.
Yeah.
And she said, yeah, but it's in James, so can't be anything wrong with one of the elders praying
so
for me.
So get busy here.
They got one of the elders that he prayed for, and she received her healing, bang, right there on the spot.
Isn't that marvelous?
Isn't that something?
So the word prepared the soil.
Uh-huh.
The words prepared the soil.
Pastor got healed of diabetes. A lady was who had held on to bitterness and resentment for decades was able to forgive. I mean, that's a huge miracle. The miracle of forgiveness is just enormous.
Well, unforgiveness blocks healing. I mean, completely. If you're holding bitterness and unforgiveness toward anybody, I think that it prevents the Lord really working in you.
Absolutely. One person said just seeing Satan's name written with a lowercase s changed her whole view of things. It's in the book. I put in the preface that everywhere except the beginning of a sentence that I write Satan's name with a small s to remind us visually he has only the power and the authority that we give him.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have any of his own. And she said that changed her whole view of taking authority over the enemy, and that she'd seen several victories in her life since then. She didn't tell me what they were. I expect to have a lot more feedback now that I have the God Wants You to Be Well website, so that we can, because I want that to be a community that people who need prayer, they need support, they need encouragement. I just talked to a lady last week who lives out in the Midwest, and she said, sometimes I just feel so alone.
Oh, yeah.
Because in different small communities, or even in big communities, finding like-minded believers can be challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And it matters who we hang around. It matters what we listen to.
You know, one of the things that makes me absolutely crazy is when I hear people praying for others and they say, if it's your will to be healed. And
it's how I grew up. You know, well,
I think it's how we all grew up. It's how we all grew up, and it's not scriptural.
No, it's not. One of the reasons the Holy Spirit is having me redo or revise the Healing in His Wings, and He gave me a new title, The Power of God's Word is the title for these four volumes, is that after I had written Healing in His Wings, he led me to the understanding of the word sozo. It's S-O-Z-O, which is the Greek word for that we translate in English as save. Well, most of us, when we hear the word save, it means, okay, I'm saved, so I've accepted Jesus as my Lord, and when I die, I go to heaven and spend eternity with Him. And that is all true. But when you look at the word sozo, what it really means is save, heal, deliver, make whole, be well. It's a huge word. And it made, one day, the Holy Spirit just showed me how this relates. He gave me a visual picture. In Psalm 23, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. And here's this big banquet table. And Jesus, through his death and resurrection and victory over the enemy, has placed on that table everything that's in sozo. Salvation is there, healing is there, deliverance is there, being made whole is there, abundance is there. Everything God has provided is there on the table. It's all red because it's covered in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy is there looking at the table, but he cannot ever touch it nor take anything off of it. The only people who can walk up to that table and take something is going to be a born-again believer. We know to go and take our salvation. Now, the enemy comes in between to try to stop people from taking what's on that table, and he's been very successful. God doesn't desire that anybody should perish, but a whole lot of folks are headed in that direction because they have not received Jesus as Lord yet. But once they grab hold of that one, the devil would have us go blind so we can't even see what else is on the table.
All the other good stuff. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't jump off the table into our hands.
We have to go take it.
We have to go take it.
That's right. We have to know that it's ours and take it.
The word for receive is also take. So we receive it by taking it.
Mm-hmm.
Deliverance is there. That was the solution, not all of the self-help stuff. That actually is a big topic, and maybe someday I'll get around to doing a book about that. Because there's a huge difference.
Well, it's self instead of God.
Absolutely.
Self-help, not God help.
Self-help is self, is exactly what it says.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's all about self. And it can't be successful in the end. It can be short-term, appear to be successful, but in fact, it's a deception. Because everything comes and has its source in the Godhead. And any time that we're not centered on the Godhead, we're in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're open to deception.
Exactly.
And we don't even know we're open to deception.
Exactly.
And that's the problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now, if someone wants to get a hold of you to have you come and speak or anything like that, how would they do that?
There's a contact form on God Wants You to Be Well.
So okay.
Contact me that way.
They can reach you through that. Now, what is your next plan? What are you doing next?
My next plan, after I get all of these revisions done and the covers and all of the processes, I believe right now that God is leading me into some interactive books for children.
How interesting.
Kindle has the, because of the digital capacity, there is a way to do books that they can pick whatever the next page that they see is.
Mm-hmm.
Easily. There have been books like that, actually paper books like that, but it's very adaptive to the digital world. So that's just at the seed form, because
uh-huh.
I haven't finished getting the four volumes are written, but there's quite a lot to do at the technical level to get it actually complete.
I can't imagine the detail in doing something like that. It just are overwhelming to me because I'm not a detail person, so it sounds a little bit like a nightmare to me.
Sheila, absolutely total God thing, because there are times that I think this is too overwhelming. The words I can't will come up in my, and then I have to stop. You know, we're back to watching what we speak.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And is it according to God's word? Well, that's not according to God's word.
Mm-hmm.
I can, only because of him.
Right.
I can do all things through Christ.
Exactly.
It's me. It's not me. I can because he can.
That is sounds very exciting to me, an interactive books for children on this kind of thing. And I'm really going to be looking forward to seeing what they're like when they come out.
I am too, because I haven't got a clue how this is going.
What's going to be happening? Well, it has been wonderful having you on the show today, and I just encourage all of our listeners to run right out and get these devotionals. They are absolutely fabulous. I'm so enjoying reading. I have Healing in His Wings, the whole book version. But I want to also get the four different smaller books, because I love the way you've broken it up.
Thank you.
And it really has been a blessing in my quiet time. So
I'm so grateful, Sheila. That is my hope, that these become seeds for a wonderful harvest for everybody, that they will experience the healing and the joy that the Lord has provided for us.
And I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will. Well, God bless you, and the best to you and your future ventures, and I'm sure we'll be speaking again soon.
Well, thank you, Sheila, and God bless you and everyone who's listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, folks, that's all for today. That was a very fun interview and very interesting. We'll see you next time on Coffee Break. Bye-bye. God bless.